Jews of old, you lie and deceive. World War, everyone you want me to believe. But I see through your eyes and I see through your brain. Like I see through the water that runs down my train. Like I see through the water. Passing all triggers for the others to fire. Then you sit back and watch while the dead count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people blood flows out your body and bury it in the mud. You're the master of war.
Hey, welcome everyone. Howdy y'all, you're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. My name's Stephen Douglas Whitener. It is February the 25th, 2023, Saturday, February 25th, 2023, and time is just flying. There was a book I remember called Future Shock, Alvin Toffler, published back in 72 or something like that. I remember reading, and it's sure gotten worse. But thanks very much for joining me today. I'm honored and proud to be part of RBN. I've been doing this for since July with my own gig here with Thought Crime Live. That's the name of my show, Thought Crime Live. If you think these days and can use common sense and discernment, then this administration brands you a criminal. Not only a criminal, but a terrorist. You know, either it's an extension of the Bush policy, I think, from with us or you're with the terrorists. You know, it's just what a time we live in. And, you know, I started out making a joke about how it's a crime to think that we're thought criminals on, because I came on with Mr. Richard Carey quite often. He does Beyond the Official Narrative weekdays at noon central on RBN. And, you know, for a couple of years, a little over 2 years, we just made a joke out of thought criminals. And then they came out and they had this horse-faced woman that was singing all of these songs and talking about misinformation. And yeah, it's just, oh, sometimes, folks, it gets overwhelming to me when I just take a breath and look at the deception that's being thrown at us. It's everything is inverted completely. It's just insane the way things are. I've been watching this for a while, and it's only the past couple of years that I started really re-examining everything I believe. The last 3 years or so, if you can't question what you believe, then it's not worth believing. You need to confirm things, question everything. That's what thought crime basically is questioning everything. They don't want you to think. They want to tell you what to think. They don't want you to know how to think, how to discern from yourself, how to test a hypothesis with an experiment, with information. It's like, no, we tell you what the truth is. And that's kind of where I am with the topic today. Before I get into, I'm expecting someone to call in who hasn't joined me yet as a guest. But before I get to that, before they get here, let me encourage you, if you're able, please, to support RBN. RBN is a listener-supported network, and I mean, RBN has gotten me through some really tough times the last few years. I feel like y'all are family to me. I mean, you guys listen, and you're smarter than me, and I learn a lot from you. And, you know, if you are able to donate once a month, that really helps RBN budget for the coming year. They had issues with the heating and air and stuff. And, you know, once Mr. Stadmiller died, things were up in the air kind of, but you guys have really gotten us through. I appreciate that. Please continue to do that. You can call RBN staff to donate with a credit card or a debit card. You just call 800-724-2719 at extension 3. That's 800-724-2719 extension 3. And they'll be glad to take your donation there. You can also go to the republicbroadcasting.org website, and there's a little big yellow button that you can set up a recurring monthly gift there. And also, if you really want to be a thought criminal and you don't want these scumbags to know what you were doing, then you just take a $100 bill or whatever and you put it in a couple of pieces of aluminum foil in an envelope, or you write a check or a money order that's payable to RBN and mail that to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That's 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And I mean, you can imagine it's going to make somebody's day to open that up. Don't you remember when you opened up a birthday card and you had money in it when you were a kid? I mean, and it bypasses largely the thought police, who don't want you to donate to people who are thought criminals or rebels, you know. And anyway, I appreciate that. Appreciate you, RBN. I also wanted to mention a couple of the co-hosts I have on RBN. Stay tuned for Luca, Lucas World, right after me. It's a great show. And I do believe Farron took a couple of weeks off, so we were listening to a rebroadcast before me. This, I think that was a rebroadcast, if I'm not mistaken. You know, I do believe it was, but I think he's going to be back like week after next or something. I don't know exact details, but I'm really glad to be here. And today on Mike Gaddy's Rebel Madman Radio, his guest, let me bring up, make sure I get the name right, he's got Mark Kresslins will be Mike Gaddy's guest this week from 3 to 5 Central, 4 to 6 Eastern time on RBN. And next week, I will be Mike's guest, and we're going to be discussing this history of sedition in the country all the way up to this January 6th debacle and PSYOP or whatever it is. You know, that's what our subject will be a week from this Saturday in the afternoon. Okay, and I don't think that my guest has called in yet, but I do have this clip I wanted to start things off, the discussion off with today. It's just a very short thing, and there's this this is a doctor, this is a physician or whatever, and he's, I don't watch a lot of TikTok, but my wife sent this to me, and it's just a little nugget of what the truth is about this medical industrial complex that we're all victims of. Even if you don't participate in it, it comes after you. It's just, That's what's been on my mind a lot this week. I guess I've been focusing on it more because it's something I can do something about. I can't go up to Ohio and figure out what the heck they've done to us there. I can't solve this war that's going on. I can't, you know, all that stuff I have no control over, but myself and what I put in my body and the way I treat myself and other people, that's what I can control. And that's what I've been concentrating on as much as I can. You know, I get off track like everybody else, but that's how I've been dealing with this. I know you guys know how overwhelming this truth thing can be. It just, once you see some things, you can't unsee them. And it becomes, for me at least, it becomes a burden when I'm out in public that I will start to see people in a different light, like you idiot or whatever. And it's like, but look, they're doing the best they can with the information they've got. I have to try to treat people who don't know these things with a little compassion and then bide my time and find people who do realize what's going on and want to change this world for the better. But listen, you think you're going to the doctor and they're trying to help you. Well, some may be. They may have a good heart, but they're not doctors anymore. They're providers. They're providers of pharmaceutical companies' products for profit. They're providers of the hospital services for profit. They're not providers of care. You know, it's very frustrating to see this happening. There was another documentary I watched this week. I did not send this clip, but it was called Death by Medicine is the name of this film. And it was sent to me on a telegram by a fellow named Bill in one of our history classes. I remember seeing it like 10 or 12 years ago, right about the same time that I was stupid enough to take an H1N1 and a flu shot. And I was hurt by them as long, and a shingles and a vaccine. I would not have been the same. The effects that happened then were unmistakable. And who do I go after? You know, how can I, you know, it's very frustrating when that happens. But I learned my lesson. You know, you guys don't have to do it. I did it for you. I tested it. It don't work. It hurts you. That's what happened to me anyway. You know, I can't prove it, but I'll tell you it did to me. So my advice would be avoid those injections. Death by Injection, Murder by Injection was the book Eustace Mullins put out that goes over the details of our medical industrial complex. And okay, this guy's name, Dr. Let me see if I can get his name correct. It was, and it's probably a pseudonym because he's been doing this for a while. He's been going through, as he was going through medical school, I was told. I have only seen this particular little snippet of him, but he's Dr. Glaucom Flecken. I don't know if that's a real name or not, but it says Dr. Glaucom Flecken on TikTok. And Sam, thanks. Could you play that, sir? Sam's taking care of business today. Appreciate you a lot, Sam. Thank you. Uh-oh, maybe I lost Sam. Did you have that clip there, that TikTok, that there's Dr. Flockham? Yeah, it's on both of the Skypes. All right, sir. I've got it on both of them here. Let me try that again. Yeah, it's just Dr. Glaucom Flecken. Put it right here and see if you do. You see this? This is the one that says two on it. Yeah, this is Skype two for live stuff here. Is that correct? Did you get that? Okay, here we go. Okay, there we go. All right, that one. There we go. Okay. Yeah. All right, there we go. I guess it was the wrong. Yeah, how about that? Is that coming through, sir? All right, great. Thanks, Sam. I appreciate you, brother. All right. Yeah, very short. Just a little. This is a guy, is a doctor. He recorded stuff during his residency and stuff. But he's going to tell you what's really going on here. I mean, it's really quick. Go ahead. Thanks very much, Sam.
Hey, everybody. Just finished dealing with a insurance thing at work, and I thought this was a good time to remind everybody that health insurance companies don't care about you. They don't care. United, Aetna, Cigna, Blue Cross, all of them. They don't care about you. They want to extract as much money as possible from your healthy body. Then when you're no longer healthy, they want you to die as quickly as possible to make room for other money-producing bodies. So, have a great day.
And that pretty much sums up our quote-unquote healthcare system in this nation now. It's been turned into a weapon to use against us. I mean, this whole COVID thing was a military operation. There's no warp speed getting this stuff ready, like Trump said. They were working on that back 2010, 2011, when they were using this technology, this messenger RNA technology. It was a military program. And I don't have this other clip queued up that discusses it, but there's a fella named J.J. Cooey, who I have been following his work on Twitch. It's called Giga Om Biological. That's Giga, G-I-G-A-O-H-M, Biological. And he goes over a lot of this information. I've learned a great deal from him. And he is a PhD biologist. He had worked in labs that were later won a Nobel Prize. He's been, especially, was neurobiology. And I've learned quite a great deal from him. And hey, I was just told that my guest has joined me as well. Hi, I have James in Vancouver this week, y'all. James, how can you hear me, sir?
Oh, yeah, I got you. Good morning, Stephen. Yes, thank you. Sorry, I'm, yes.
Yeah, that's fine. Thanks for being here. Did you hear that clip that the doctor had to say just then about, I think I might have sent it to you as well in the past, where he said that the insurance companies don't care about you. You are a revenue-producing whatever for them. Yeah, you're just a revenue producer for them. Yeah.
Yes, I got that clip, and I think he is a doctor. He was dressed in some kind of operating jersey. I think he just got out of the operating room or something like that, or he was just dealing with an insurance case. That was it, so...
Yes, he's put a lot of other ones up that I haven't seen. So, yeah, he is actually a doctor. Yes, sir.
Well, I think you see the cost of health care in the United States. What they've done is they've made it so expensive that only the insurance company can pay for it. And, of course, the rates must be fantastically high for insurance. So this is part of the whole gimmick or the whole, I say the con, but... Mm-hmm. This is what's going on, and I don't know what to say. I think it's very unfortunate, and what it does do is drives people to go to other things like alternative medicines. Not that alternative medicines are bad, but people are. People are there. I think in some case, in a lot of cases, there's resentment. You see, so go ahead.
I agree. I have had it. I feel it myself for years. I went to them for help with my health, and I got sicker and sicker and sicker. You know that I worked at this place, Aquatech, and I was burned by hydrogen chloride gas. Okay, sinuses and all that. So I was vulnerable to sinus infections. Over the years, it seems like I kept one. And they would deal with them with antibiotics and steroids and stuff like that. And I kept getting fatter and fatter. They wanted to bring my cholesterol down and give me medicine for my blood pressure. And I'm taking all of these different pharmaceuticals, and I'm feeling worse and worse and worse. And I finally, I don't know, a couple, 3 years, I said, okay, I'm done with this. I'm going to stop. I had gotten to the point, James, where I had to use that Afrin nose spray just to breathe every day. It's like once you start, you kind of can't stop with that. All these pharmaceuticals, allopathic cures, the effects seem to be worse than the benefit. You know, it's always a trade-off where you're going to get a bad effect for whatever relief you get from your symptoms, and then you trade short-term symptomatic relief for long-term chronic damage. And that's the way that they've designed their business model, I believe. But once I stopped, you know, I started using steam to inhale, and I stopped using that spray, and then I stopped taking the medicines, and then I did intermittent. You know, I took back control, and people have got to do that. We have got to do that as individuals first, I believe. I mean, we're talking about how it's coming down to the wire and stuff. Well, there can't be any mass movement of people who don't have control of their selves first. That's the way it looks to me. And, well, I listen. Go ahead. Go ahead, James. We got the first break. Sorry. Folks, we'll be right back. Okay. Thanks for tuning in, and thanks for joining me, James. We'll be right back, y'all.
I think the Biden administration might be trying to overcorrect. I'm Peter Serafine with this week's Liberty Minute, brought to you by Right to Bear Insurance. If you own a firearm, you need to use the code LIGHTHOUSE at protectwithbear.com, just in case you ever need to use that firearm. So a Chinese spy balloon was allowed to traverse the lower 48 states. Biden got a lot of flack for that, and rightfully so. Since then, four more objects have been shot down. Supposedly, the radar has been adjusted to spot smaller objects now. I guess until now, something smaller than a Cessna flew by, nobody noticed. Anyway, Biden said that the last three things shot down were likely not from the CCP, but probably from private companies. Wait a minute, you don't know what they are, and you're shooting $400,000 rockets at them. Did our president and our military forget the rule? Know your target and what's behind your target? This is the same guy that doesn't want you to have assault weapons. From now on, when I see something on or over my property, the first thing I'm going to do is start shooting at it. It's good enough for the president, should be good enough for me too, right? Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until next time, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Hello, I'm Peter Serafine, and I'm the new host of National Intel Report on Thursdays here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm a gun-owning constitutionalist who believes that the only role of government is to protect my rights. I believe the First Amendment makes us free, and the Second Amendment keeps us free. If those ideas sound good to you, then join me in the National Intel Report, Thursdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
And it's high ho. It's hi-ho, hey, I am a white destroyer, for I will show you silver and gold, and I will bring you treasure. I will wave a widowing flag, and I will be your lord. I will show you grotto and cave and sacrificial altar.
Hey, and welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Thought Crime Live on RBN. I'm Stephen Douglas Whitener, your host, and this week I have James in Vancouver as my guest. We've been discussing the medical industrial complex and its corruption and fraud. And we have a caller already, James. I'd like to go ahead and take Luca Mino, the host of the show that follows me, before we continue there. And Luca, hi. Do you have a comment or question for us, sir?
Yes, I just wanted to say thank you very much for talking about what you're talking about, and also say hi to James in Vancouver, because I've dealt with him myself, and it's been one of the best callers I've had in quite a while. I just wanted to thank you for your, you know, once again, for your content, because the show right after you is going to be talking about the same thing. That's one of the first things I'm going to be talking about is your medical condition. And that's one of the first things the Hopi ask us, you know, where is your water? How is your garden? What are your relationships? You know, they're all about self-preservation. And don't, you know, everybody wants to give their power to somebody else, like the doctor, you know, the government, you know, or, you yeah. know, so it's time to take our power back. That was my message.
I couldn't agree more, James.
Right.
Luca. Yeah, James, you'd like to respond to that, sir?
Yes, well, hi there, Luca, and how they do it is they instill fear in the population, and this is what they've been doing with this fake pandemic for the last 3 years now, is they get people so afraid that the people feel they have no recourse but the doctor's orders. So it's I was going to say a minute ago, it's like a dog chasing its tail.
Mm-hmm.
No end in sight, right?
But thank you very much also for plugging my show, Stephen.
Oh, pleasure. Yeah, I enjoyed doing one we did together. We'll have to do that again sometime, too.
Yes, we absolutely will.
Yes, but,
I'll let you go because I've got to prepare. So.
All right, sir. Thanks very much for the call. Okay, yeah, James, I mean, you were saying yesterday you were on with Tom in Utah, and then Richard and Paul were also, you guys discussed a lot of very interesting stuff where you were talking about the basis of virology and germ theory and how, you know, that was a very interesting discussion. I wanted to pick up a little bit of that, let you elucidate on some of those All points right. you were making, especially the part where you talked about the DNA backbone was this medicine of yours. You said it strengthens the backbone, that the nitrogen, you know, nitrogen in the air, it's non-reactive, right? You were talking about how you said that without it, no life exists. So the lightning, the way I understand it, most right. lightning does, it fractures the nitrogen some so that it rains down in an ionic form, and also that some of the bacteria in the soil, they fixate it as well. Yeah. Yeah, you want to expound on that? Because you said how, talked about how your medicine enhances the DNA's reproducibility, I suppose, maybe. Is that a way to put, is that a good way to put it?
What I was, the nitro repairs the mutations in the DNA. The mutations are when the AT and the CG, those are the purines, and they fall out of the DNA. Naturally, they will, because it's like everything. It's a machine. DNA is a machine, and it breaks down. It's a very complex machine as well, and there's zillions, billions, literally billions of these messages in the DNA. Okay, so DNA will break down. Now, when the messages fall out, and if a lot of them do fall out, and what happens is the mutation is so great that the DNA can no longer properly transcribe its information to the messenger RNA, and then the messenger RNA, with insufficient details on how to make the protein, makes the protein in an incorrect way, and then, of course, this mistake simply multiplies, and what you have, what you end up with is proteins in the cell that are not according to specification, and then the cells are not specification, and if the mutation is very large, then what you probably get is a cancerous cell, you see. So to reverse the cancerous cell, all you have to do is simply put the AT and the CG back. Well, I don't do that. You just simply feed nitro. I'm not talking about cancer.
We're up on the break again, James. Right. We'll be right back. We'll take callers when we come back, too. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back, to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Extendivite really works. Kate. Great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You're listening to Thought Crime Live on republicbroadcasting.org. I have James in Vancouver as my guest. And James, let me interject something you were saying there. You talked about the DNA gets a flaw in it, and then the messenger RNA creates the protein incorrectly so that it's, you know, damages you. My understanding is that it ends up combining with sugar and you get like a glycated protein. Is that correct? When it goes awry, and then, yeah.
Yeah, that could be true. In fact, when I was doing my little bit of research there years ago, the writer of the book said that you can actually lose one base pair, one rung in the ladder, and if it's in the right place, you get sick. Usually, of course, for things like cancer, you lose 1,000 base pairs or more in a single line, and depending on what tissue, and depending on what organ that DNA, where depending on what organ, you know, and what tissue, that's where the cancer will start. So you'll have, let's say, cancer in the liver. Or you'd have cancer in the lungs, something like that. And that's where the cancer will start. And then, of course, well, what do you do then? Since the tissue's bad, it's infected, then they say, well, we've got to operate. The problem is that you cannot see down to one angstrom with the naked eye, and the knife that you're holding to do the operation is of the order of maybe 100 times or a million times the size of what it is you want to cut out, see, at that level.
Yes.
So when they say, well, did you get it all, doctor? on the guy. Well, we think we did. Well, he was thinking because it would be possible from a physical point of view, excuse me, to get it because excuse me, you're trying to make a cut with something that's much, much bigger than what it is you want to take out. So,
yeah,
what I do or what I figured out in my theory is that you are simply using something the size of a nitro atom, and that very, very small thing goes in there, and the compound, the nitro, is not toxic. It's not toxic because it's not bonded to a carbon atom. So the nitro goes in, gets into the DNA, and bingo, you have new base pairs. The DNA will make them itself, and then now when the DNA transcribes, and to transcribe it has to open, now when it opens, it sends the right messages to yes. the messenger RNA, and the messenger RNA goes to the ribosome and makes the protein the way it should be made.
Now, and then you heal. Yeah, that's terrific.
Yeah,
right?
Then you heal.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then
well, we have some callers.
I got to make something clear here.
Go right ahead. Yeah.
People think that viruses, for example, uh-huh. or let's just say DNA, because DNA or RNA are in viruses, that these things are simply inert, and then they just sit there and go, well, you know, I'm not alive. But the fact of the matter is that quantum mechanically, and by quantum mechanically, I mean on the atomic scale, okay, things are vibrating at a hell of a frequency. Okay? Now, this vibration is a... you know, it's like in you have the zero-point energy in quantum mechanics.
Yes.
In quantum mechanics, there is never a zero kinetic energy, all right? The kinetic energy is always there. Things are always in motion. So these things at this level work by vibrating at high frequencies and... So one of the motions in DNA is when it transcribes, it opens up like a balloon. It's, some people call it the bubble, right? Now, the reason mm-hmm. DNA opens up is because it has this nitro in it. And what they say, well, so what? Well, when nitro is an atom all by itself, okay, it tends to repel other nitro atoms that are all by themselves when they come together. This is evidence in the science of explosion. All right? Things that go boom. The reason those things are going boom is because there is the nitro in the powder or the charge is so close, but not close enough. But still close enough that the nitro is getting restless. Then when you hit that charge with a primer, which is an even more sensitive nitro, that shakes the nitro in the charge to the point where none of these nitro atoms can stand each other, and then they go flying apart. And that's explosion. It's a quantum mechanical effect. It has nothing to do with electromagnetism or burning. I mean, you'll get burning from the explosion because the pressures are so damn high, see?
Mm-hmm.
So this is what I was trying to make the point of, is that if you do not have a microscope that can see the nitro inside the DNA, all right, which X-ray crystallography can show you, X-ray crystallography can show you those nitros. If you didn't know those nitros were in the DNA, then theoretically you'd have no reason to presume that, well, if you added nitro to the system, that DNA would, that DNA would become healthy again. Would become. Yeah.
Hey, James, we have some callers here. Can we go to some of the callers? First, I have Steve in Michigan. Thanks for calling, Steve. You have a question or comment, sir?
Yes, sir. Good morning, Stephen.
Howdy.
Hey, I just wanted to pass on to you that I've always appreciated your contribution to RBN and also to thought crimes in general. You've done a great job. I'm actually a first-time caller, but a longtime financial supporter of RBN, John, that is, all the way back to when he formed CSIN after he parted with Alex Jones.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Many, many years. I used to also be an attendee at the beach parties, and anybody that knows what went on here in Michigan will know all about those. But I've got three points I would like to highlight right now. As you started with the medical things, I've ran into similar situations with the medical establishment at the time, and that was even 30 years ago, to where all of a sudden I sort of adopted and rejected vaccine science and also went on to, let's just go on to say that obviously it was a no-vax deal for me. But the other point I wanted to make was East Palestine. Can I mention a woman's YouTube channel?
Sure.
Okay. A woman has a YouTube channel called Squirrel Tribe, and she had been digging into that East Palestine situation. She talked about the city ordinances, the ID bracelets that were presented maybe a few weeks before the accident.
What are the odds? I mean, what a coincidence, huh? I mean, just...
Well, it,
yes,
it
please.
Even
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but it infuriates me. That whole situation infuriates me so much. Thank you for bringing it up. Go ahead, sir.
Stephen, I want to mention one other thing. Of course, Mike Adams has come out and presented some information on the potential of this accident. I think that more than anything, we need an independent investigation into what kind of chemical spill and the results from that and burn off of that have occurred. Because if you ever saw that movie Outbreak, it was a totally fraudulent situation that was presented. And I believe, I don't have all my facts in front of me right now because I'm like everybody else. I work for a living, have to do, you know, everything else that goes on with life. And we really need to take a look to confirm, was that really vinyl chloride in those cars? Because I heard there was no placard on those containers. Plus, they breached the containers in order to burn them off, and they were not damaged to the point to where they were breached.
Yeah, it looked like an attack. It looked like a planned event. It was just... and the pre-programming, the predictive programming with the film and the ID bracelets, and then the CDC changing the instructions and the limits for that particular chemical just weeks before this happened, along with the instructions of how to protect children. It stinks worse than the vinyl chloride itself.
Absolutely, Stephen. I agree with you 100%. In addition to that, that woman went into about the cobalt. Somehow, other people will know more about this than I do, but apparently a byproduct or part of the waste of coal mining, there are cobalt, I don't want to call them reserves, but waste that is generated in coal operations. And right there, that's right on the border with Pennsylvania, coal country. There are, Steve, I agree. I really would like to see somebody independent of the government. And, you know, and the other thing, Steve, did you notice how casual the whole government approach was to this thing was?
Yeah. It was. When I was at Aquatech, I contacted my local DHEC in South Carolina and the EPA trying to get help and warn them. They could care less, and this was in 1990. So, you know, they are not there to protect you any more than the medical system is there to make you healthy. Yes, sir.
No, I agree. Steve, I agree with you. I've always enjoyed your content. Now, I'm going to say one last thing, and then I'll get off and let somebody else on. Marjorie Taylor Greene and her succession presentation, so to speak. I'm not going to go into her details because I really don't think she had it very well assembled. However, I do believe in my heart that is the path we are going to have to take. I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I'm not saying anything with regard to that, but I believe that is the only route that is left to us now.
I'm afraid I agree with you, sir. Yeah, I don't know how to do it either at this point, but I know I had to first do it in my mind. I had to secede myself from the system as much as possible. And as much as we can do that individually, I think that we'll become stronger when we finally can find a way to come together and leave this beast. But thank you very much for the call, sir. Yes, James, would you like to respond?
Well, I think they want to get people out of the Ohio Valley to take their land, okay? And this is one way to do it. They're obviously, it's an op, and they're waging war against the people. Started big time 3 years ago, waging war on the people by creating hysteria. And then when the so-called vaccines came along, then everybody was scared to death. And so what do? They lined up and took the vaccine. So, well, these are military operations, and it's war. Go ahead. The gentleman is eminently correct.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, James. And thank you very much for the call, Steve. I have a lot of callers, I realize, here. Next is Mike in Kentucky. Hello, Mike. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, sir?
You can find maps, the Wildlands Project, and, you know, the United Nations Man in the Biosphere. They've got targeted corridors for wildlife. And, you know, if you look at eastern Ohio, it's very hilly. There's actually not a lot of agriculture there, mostly cattle in that area around East Palestine. And so there's a goal, the Wildlands folks have a goal of a eastern Wildlands corridor. Runs from Canada right down through eastern Ohio, across into eastern Kentucky, and right on down to the Great Smoky Mountains, with fingers off into North Carolina. And, you know, that be an ideal spot, I guess, for large carnivores to be reestablished and all kinds of fun stuff like that. So what you're talking about there is the reason that they're doing this is because Republicans, as well as Clinton, were in on this, is that it becomes an asset that they can lean up to the International Monetary Fund. In 1987, the Brundtland Report said that no longer would the IMF be offering loans unsecured to first world countries. So that would include the United States. That was a UN report that you can find. But on the DNA stuff, you know, for years I'd heard about there's built-in error correction in the cells, and it can be interrupted, like with environmental insults, like the chemicals and things that we're exposed to. You get
or radiation as well. Yes, yes, sir. Well, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but radiation too. Yes,
what's called mitochondrial disorders, and the mitochondria is energy of the cell, but it also serves as an error correction for DNA. So if that's functioning correctly, and along with your immune system, cells that are cancerous emit certain types of sugar that's different from other cells. I've heard that there's an immune modulator thing you can use called beta-glucan, which is derived from mushrooms, and I think it's in oatmeal in small amounts. But that helps to tune your immune system to attack those cells that are putting out this sugar, which is very similar to what yeast and fungus makes. And it's because the cells go into anaerobic metabolism where they don't need oxygen. So the mitochondria would correct that, except it gets damaged. So you get a chain of events that's going on. The question becomes, what causes? Why are we toxic more so than we were 100 years ago. I know we've got all these chemicals and stuff, but what are we doing that's different? And I think a lot of it, you know, a lot of people want to blame sugar. You look at 100 years ago, people ate maybe 15 pounds of sugar a year. Now it's 150 pounds of sugar a year. So, but what other combinations have occurred? And I've talked to people that are just a little bit older than me that went to one-room schools, and they grew up with smokehouses and root cellars and stuff. They didn't eat meat all month long. They ate a lot of garden produce, whatever they could put up in the root cellar, beets. And I mean, I tried roasting beets. They're supposed to be really good, and turnips, you know, over a smoked fire. But there's a whole, and I didn't know this, there's a whole community of what, parve, it's also pronounced. I didn't know about this, but there's a whole, like, sect of Jewish people that are vegan. They do not believe in sacrificing animals, and they justify it with the scriptures. It's pretty wild. There's a lot of hidden Hollywood types that have done this that are not allowed to talk about it, but they get another 25 years out of their career. It's kind of like hidden knowledge.
Yeah, that's very interesting, Mike. I'd like to learn more about that, too. I hate to cut you off, but I have three more callers I want to get to before I run out of time. But listen, I appreciate your input, sir. Thanks very much. If you have information about that sect, you could send it on the TLB. I'd love to look into that some more. Thanks very much for the call, sir. And next up, I have Brian in Washington. Hello, Brian. How are you, sir?
So James in Vancouver's from Canada, and Fakeologist.com is in Ottawa. He just recently had Cindy Niles on, and on the broadcast, they said, you know, there's something about this word communitarianism that it's one of the most difficult things to understand or explain. And, you know, James and his scientific mind, I'm wondering about a similar word. It's called biochar. It is not getting any traction in the world. I wonder, does James know about this word? Because Luca just called and said, you know, we all need to get back to growing our food and the like.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take his response off air. Thanks so much, James.
Thanks for the call, Brian. Yes, James, you familiar with that? I've tried to grow more, as much of my own food as I'm able. I mean, I eat sprouts, and I managed to put in a winter garden last year. I've been eating fresh greens out of the ground all winter. That's just the bomb to me. But what do you say to that, show, James? Go ahead.
Well, legumes are high in nitro, okay? Peas, those kind of legumes, very high in nitro. So eat lots of beans. There you go.
Okay,
That's it.
Thanks. All right. Okay, and all right. Next up, I have Tom in Utah. Tom, thanks for calling, sir. I really enjoyed y'all yesterday, you and James, having your discussion with Paul and Richard. That was very, very informative. How are you, sir?
Well, I just wanted to thank you for putting a plug in for one of my friends and an individual I brought out to my colleges, my universities, to participate with me in symposiums, and that was Eustace Mullins. I have another good student, too, that you just heard from, Mike, from Kentucky. It's really interesting how he's so teachable. It's really good. That's practical information that he's giving you. Anyway, I just wanted to thank you, and I want to encourage people to make sure they get a copy of Murder by Injection by my dear friend, Eustace Mullins. What's really sad is once he and I linked, we really did offend our medical colleges. You know, like James is, and you are talking about the fact that the medical community, if they keep you well or make you well, they've lost business.
Yeah. Curing is a bad business model. There was an article, I think it was in Oh, gosh, was it the Bloomberg where they talked about, well, you know, the business model for treating hepatitis C is to where we've cured everybody, so we can't do that anymore. Like, it's like it's an unsustainable business model. Making people well is what it boiled down to, was what the gist of the article was. And it just says volumes to me. Yes, sir. I agree.
Yeah, Montel Williams had me come down and participate in a lecture at the University of California in L.A., and the medical college was just enraged at the points that we were bringing out, the fact that all you got to do is change your life habits, and you can reverse your MS, you can reverse all kinds. In fact, Mary Lou Henner was there with me, and also the girl that was a Playboy model whose boy was damaged with the vaccine, and she got to reverse that. Jenny McCartney.
Okay, so yeah, Jenna McCarthy. Yes, I remember that story. Yes, sir. Yeah. Well, hey, Tom, thanks very much for the call. I have one more caller I want to get to before I run out of time, but I appreciate your input, sir, and your friendship, too. Thanks very much, Tom. And next up, Art in Georgia. Hi, Art. Can you hear me, sir?
Good morning. I wanted to touch on East Palestine issue.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if they've changed the way it's done, but it used to be back in the day, back in the 80s when I was involved in the trucking industry, if you had a train derailment, or if you had tanker trucks flip or whatever, and it was compromised, you're supposed to bring in tanker trucks, like for this mess in East Palestine. What they should have done if they'd followed protocol would have been to bring in tanker trucks to siphon out of the tank all of that was in it. They're not supposed to dump everything in the tank and then blow it up. That's stupid.
Amen, brother. It stinks. I agree completely. We are under attack, people. Those masters of war coming up in my ear. Thanks for joining me today, James. Thank you, RBN listeners. I appreciate y'all very much. And I'll be back next week with more thoughts.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.